Soy Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a este Blues en las Ondas especial Bette Davis. Y es que durante la siguiente hora descubriremos la vida de la reina del funk. Por eso, Bette Davis nació el 26 de julio de 1944 en Durham, North Carolina. Con 10 años se interesa por la música. Su abuela le enseña el blues y compone su primera canción con 12. Tras el instituto, se lanza de lleno a su carrera musical influenciada por Elvis. Con 16 años, se muda a Nueva York. En los 60, se embulle en el folk del Greenwich Village. Trabaja como modelo y conoce a músicos psicodélicos como Jimi Hendrix o Sly Stone. En el 64, graba la anterior Get Ready for Betty con el nombre de Betty Mabry. Y en el 67, compone esta bailable Uptown to Harlem para The Chamber Brothers con gran éxito.
I'll get that.
En el 68, Bette Davis graba varias canciones para Columbia Records, incluyendo esa personal It's My Life y esta rockera Hanging Out. Conoce a Miles Davis y colaboran asiduamente, por ejemplo, en el disco Fish de Kilimanjaro. Y a la vez, Bette Davis se lanza al rock psicodélico.
we're gonna
start from the beginning.
En el 69, Bette Davis vuelve a grabar para Columbia Records, siendo producida por Miles Davis y Tio Macero. Reversiona Cream y a la Creedence Clearwater Revival en esa increíble Born on the Bayou. En el 71, Bette Davis se divorcia de Miles y se traslada a Londres, donde compagina la moda con la música. Y continuando este Blues en las Ondas especial Bette Davis, en el 73 vuelve a Estados Unidos, colabora con Tower of Power y graba canciones decididas como esta, If I'm in Luck, I Make It Pick Up.
Thank you.
Are you easy to please? quieres más. Vaya,
aya, aya, aya. Aya, aya, aya. Aya, aya, aya.
I lay on by the Dirty Dozen.
Aya, aya, aya. Aya, aya, aya.
Having fun.
Aya, aya, aya.
En el 74, Bette Davis se imbuye en el funk y la música psicodélica y graba esa decidida Getting Kicked Off, Having Fun. Pero la siguiente, They Say I'm Different, da nombre a su nuevo disco y llega al número 66 de las listas de ventas.
She spit it, snuff and boogie, tram on train. Spit on. They say I'm different cause I eat chitlins. I can't help it, I was born and raised on them. That's right, every morning have to slop the hogs and maybe get off humping the Jolly Hooker. Moonshine, the Baby King and Jimmy Ray, rock on that. And that's why they say I'm different. And that's why they say I'm strange. I'm talking about Big Mama Pump.
Talk about it, talk about
I'm
it.
Talking about Lightning Hopkins.
Have you heard
of? That's why they say I'm different.
woke up this morning, I was feeling so bad. I didn't know what was wrong. I had a pain in my head. My mind was so troubled from what I did not know. I took a look at my face in the mirror, and lo and behold, the blues was there. I said the blues was there. But no one was there. I started to thinking, and the more I thought, the more I dropped. I just kept right on sinking, 'cause I could not stop it. The blues are taking over. I said the blues are taking over. Never went to sleep. I wish I had kept on dreaming, 'cause reality it ain't easy. I was dreaming my life had changed. I was dreaming about peace of mind. And when I started dreaming about me and you, that's when I woke up tired. Tired of the blues. I'm so tired of the blues.
Rindió homenaje al blues setentero en el 70s Blues. En el 75 desafía la prensa musical en la siguiente Dedicated to the Press. Y es que, a pesar de la calidad de su música, Betty Davis canta libremente sobre su vida, lo que la convierte en una artista de culto, ya que las televisiones se niegan a dejarla actuar. La controversia y la censura perjudican su carrera musical en Estados Unidos, pero no en Europa.
What I am, hey now! Attraction name. Wow. Life is
A partir del 76, la carrera de Bette Davis parece acabada. Vive en Japón durante un año y vuelve a Estados Unidos en los 80 tras la muerte de su padre, donde vive con su madre tras sufrir problemas mentales. Pero en el 95 lanzan esa apasionada Crashing from Passion, grabada en el 79. Y continuando este Blues en las Ondas especial Bette Davis, se siguen reeditando sus temas, como en esta Funk, cargada de funk del 75 y reeditada en 2004.
And it made me see I had an inner vision of a young man named Stevie. Stevie Wonder, Tina Turner, Al Green, and Peebles. They were born with me. And they're gonna, oh, they're gonna leave there with me. That is why I want you to help me, nigga, now help me. Barry White, Larry Graham does it right. Isaac Hayes, y'all, the OGs singing. Some people got to have it. Some people really need it now. Some people will. Tell ya about a man. He had a lot of feeling in his hands, and his name was Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix was his name. He could make that guitar walk. He could make that. Talk, talk now. He can make that guitar sing. Jimmy, yes, he could. He could make it do anything, anything. He used to say, boxing lady. He used to say, oh, Betty, Betty, I'm gonna get you now.
You say I look like I'm not easy to know. Well, take off your socks and give me your coat. Sit down on my satin couch. Smoke that little hash. Ah, let's talk about it. Let's get personal. I want you to loosen up about foolish things. Cause if you can say it to me, I can put it all, and I'll shut you up with love if I can. You keep on looking at my thighs. Gonna embarrass you and tell you what. No, I ain't no easy lady. But if you can cut it, you can look. Do you like what I'm saying? Now that's getting personal. I want you to lose. If you can live it, I can give it all, and I'll keep you coming back for more if I can. Oh, come on back, get some more now, baby.
En 2009 lanzan el disco Is It Love or Desire, que fue grabado 33 años antes. Este disco es uno de los mejores y en él colaboraron Herbie Hancock, Chuck Rainey y Alphonse Mousson. En 2017 lanzan el documental Betty, They Say I'm Different, lo que relanza su carrera. En 2019 graba el disco A Little Bit Hot Tonight, colaborando con Daniel Mayo en la siguiente ecléctica A Little Bit Hot Tonight. Por cierto, esta es la primera vez que graba desde hace 40 años. Y así, Betty Davis, la reina del funk, murió el 9 de febrero de 2022 en Homestead, Pensilvania. Si bien, Betty Davis fue fundamental para la evolución de la música de Miles Davis, ya que ella le introdujo a la música de Jimi Hendrix y Sly Stone. Además, su vida es recordada en el último episodio de la serie Mike Judge Presents Tales from the Tour Bus, y su música ha sido usada ampliamente en series como Orange is the New Black.
Forever. A little bit hot tonight, but